One day Athena made herself a double flute from a stag's horn and played it at the banquet of the gods. During the performance, she had the distinct impression that Hera and Aphrodite were laughing at her behind her back, but could not understand why. The sound of the instrument was harmonious, and the concert had pleased everyone. It was only when she caught sight of her reflection in a pool, with her cheeks swollen and her face red with the effort of blowing into the instrument, that she grasped the reason for such hilarity, and in vexation threw away the flute, adding a curse on anyone who might pick it up. The innocent victim of this curse was the satyr Marsyas, who came upon the instrument by chance. As soon as he brought it to his lips, sweet notes came forth that made a great impression on the peasants of Phrygia, where Marsyas was accompanying the chariot of Cybele. It was they who proclaimed that the divine Apollo could do no better with his lyre, and Marsyas was foolish enough not to contradict them. The god was enraged and challenged the satyr to a musical contest. The winner of the tournament, to be judged by the muses, would be able to subject the loser to whatever treatment he wished. The result was a tie, but Apollo was not satisfied and told his rival to play with the instrument upside down, as was done with the lyre, and to sing at the same time. Naturally, poor Marsyas was unable to accept the challenge and was declared the loser. Apollo, in spite of his vaunted indulgence, hanged the satyr from a tree and flayed him alive, suspending his woolly hide at the spring of the river that now bears his name.